Hallelujah. Good morning, church. Thank you for being here. We love you. I want to appreciate the pastor. I know he's not here, but his wife, it's... Oh, thank you, ma'am. We appreciate you allowing us to come. Thank you so much. The Lord has opened many doors, and he has sent us here as well to be a blessing. Our Father, we thank you this morning, because unto you shall the gathering of your people be. Yes. We have not come to see a man, but we have come to meet with you. Father, as always, we ask that you show yourself strong in our midst. Take all the glory and take all the praise for all that will be said and done here today. For thine is the power, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen.
Amen.
If you're having a problem with something in your heart, maybe you have a heart problem, some kind of or pain around here, the power of God is here to fix it for you this morning. When the Lord gives a word of knowledge, it means that he's taking a snapshot of you from heaven, and he wants to touch you. While praise and worship was also going on, I saw another problem to the chest area here, just pain around here in your chest area. The power of God is here also to touch you. You've been having a kind of pain consistently. Just be part of your head here. Just consistent pain around here. The power of God is also here to touch you. I'm just the delivery boy, okay?
Amen.
I deliver your parcel, and you need to take it. Amen? So when a word is given like this, it is a two-way traffic, okay? Someone hands it over, you take it. And also pain on this side here. The power of God is here. How do we take it? How do you take something like that? You lift your hand and say, Lord, I take it. So if Ski Christova has a Krizaya, the anointing is here. If I've mentioned anything that has to do with you, just lift your hand now. You've got to pick that hand up now. This moment, lift that hand now. In Jesus' name. I send the healing word to you right now, and I command that infirmity to go from you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power that is working right now in the name of Jesus. Just wave that hand and thank the Lord. Just wave those hands and just thank the Lord for it. Wave those hands and thank the Lord for it. Just wave those hands and thank the Lord for it. And as you keep doing that, and as we keep talking today, you discover by the time I'm finished, it's not there. Jesus doesn't need, he just needs to show up. That's all. I'm just delivering a parcel. He shows me, I tell you, and when you do it at the right time and you receive it like you've done now, just keep thanking him. You discover it's gone. That back, we start doing better, and that side thing, we start doing better. That pain there. Now, the way it works with me, God sometimes will show me, and then sometimes I'll feel it myself. And if I don't tell it, I don't feel good. So now I feel good. Let's preach the word of God. Amen. Amen. We're talking about the blood covenant this morning. Turn with me your Bibles, if you will, to Hebrews 6, 13 and 14. A blood covenant is an agreement made in blood which cannot be broken. A blood covenant is an agreement made in blood which cannot be broken. Hebrews 6, 13 and 14. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I'll bless thee, and multiplying I'll multiply thee. All right, are we there? I've already read it. Amen. When God made a covenant with Abraham, he swore by himself. When you swear by yourself, you're saying, or when you swear by somebody greater than you, you're saying, if I fail, let that person greater than me get a hold of me. Or like you go to a court of law and you make an affidavit or something. It's a form of swearing, an agreement that is the court is putting a stamp on it. You're saying, if I fail, the court can intervene and get me if I fail. Yeah. Do we understand that foundation? And God says, listen, I'm swearing by myself. Nobody's bigger than me. But if I fail, what happens? I destroy myself. It can't get better than that. No bank can give you that guarantee. God said, if I fail, I'm ready to self-destruct. That's the meaning of that in Hebrews 6, 13 and 14. The old covenant was between God and Abraham, and the children of Israel benefited from it. The new covenant is between Jesus and God, and we are the beneficiaries of that. And there are a ton of scriptures I can give you. You know, Abraham was not always strong. When God spoke to him, Genesis 12, he obeyed God. Then in Genesis 15, things were slow. And Abraham said, well, let's make a baby ourselves. How many of us have tried to help God before? And we get into a lot of trouble. So they made Ishmael. In Genesis 17, God comes to him from verse 1, and it's a rebuke. He said, Abraham, walk before me and be perfect. It's like, you're trying to make things happen. Now, until Abraham entered the covenant himself, he was up and down. When we understand the blood covenant, you know, God told Abraham in Genesis 17:10, he said, this is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you, and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. So it was a mark. The word covenant means to cut where blood flows. So when Jesus went to the cross, that's where he was battered and butchered. Isaiah said he didn't even resemble a human being. He's our covenant sacrifice. He was cutting a covenant. You know, back in those days when they made covenant, you choose representatives. You would exchange your coat, your authority. You even exchange your weapon, like David, Jonathan and David. You exchange your girdle, your sword. You exchange everything. That means we're becoming one together. Hallelujah. You even exchange your names. If your name is John and my name is Tunde, I become Tunde John, you become John Tunde. You become one in name, one in everything. And they will kill some animals, like Genesis 15, if you study, they'll kill some animals and they will walk through the blood of those animals, saying, if I fail, I'm ready to be destroyed, like these animals have been killed. Abraham was a bit shaky, but the moment he understood that God put his life on the line for his promise, he was okay. And I want to say to you today, God has put his life on the line. Yes. When he put Jesus on the cross, he was saying, this is my covenant sacrifice. I am dying for everything that can destroy you. Listen, I know we've been through so many things, many of us in our lives, but there's nothing you've gone through bigger than the sacrifice of Jesus. I said, there's nothing you've gone through bigger than the sacrifice of Jesus. The reason David was able to kill Goliath was not because he was a strong boy. He was just a teenager. But mark David's words. He said, I killed the lion and the bear and this uncircumcised Philistine. What was the mark of the covenant in Genesis 7:10? Circumcision. I want to say every mountain against you, against your family, against your children, is an uncircumcised Philistine. It has no covenant with God. It cannot take you down. Many are the troubles of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of them all. The God of heaven has got your back, and you are coming out of your trouble in the name of the Lord Jesus. Is there someone in this house who believes that the God of heaven is bigger than his trouble, that the God of heaven is bigger than her trouble? I say we have a covenant-keeping God, and I want to declare to you, he's going to stand in for you. He's going to stand behind you. He's going to lift you up. He's going to bring you out of that trouble. If you believe that, give the Lord a shout of amen in the house of the Lord today. Glory to God. There was a young convert from Islam, you know, came to faith. They brought him to us. We do a lot of quiet work like that. We're in 11 countries on the West Coast, going to the 12th one now, in Africa. And we reach, West Coast in Africa, in West Africa, reaching many of those nations that are Muslim. Anyway, one of those guys came to faith. And suddenly the guy had some problem. They did a scan, something with his stomach. They did everything. They couldn't see anything. The pastor, I was not even home. The pastors began to pray. They prayed for about 2 hours, just interceding. Suddenly, the guy vomited something. I have it on my phone. Because people don't believe, I show them. It was an object wrapped, a piece of paper, with the name of three evil spirits. It's written in Arabic. Three evil spirits written in Arabic. And a black thread around it. Then it has 26 office pinheads.
Wow.
Attached to it. He never swallowed it. But it came out of him.
Wow.
Friends, there's evil power in this world.
That's true.
But you have a God that can back you up in any contest in this life and bring you through. I have seen God walk, and I want to say his power is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If your child is being held down by the devil, by demonic forces, by addiction, by whatever it is, I want to say there is a power. We have a blood covenant in God, and God says, I will back you up. I will deliver that child. I will bring that child out of that situation. If you believe that, give the Lord an amen in the house of the Lord today. Isaiah 49 from 24-25. Shall the lawful captive be delivered? He said, I will contend with those that contend with you, and I will save your children. You see, because of covenant, God is going to get in there with you. The three Hebrew children, they were in the fire. If somebody's in the fire, you don't just jump in the fire. But the Lord jumped in the fire with them. Because when you're in the fire, God says, I will not let you be there by yourself. I'm coming in to bring you out of that trouble. He's a covenant-keeping God. He's a covenant-keeping God. When you are weak, then you are strong in him. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Many years ago, as a young man, I did a crusade in a village, and God did great things in that village. But suddenly, everywhere was pitch dark, apart from my apartment. And I noticed this man dragging a live animal through the city. It was a ritual. And every time they did that, you have to put off your electricity. Listen to me. You're a supernatural being. We serve a supernatural God. The Bible is a supernatural book. The Holy Ghost is supernatural. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? There's nothing God cannot change in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anyway, they surrounded me, the witch doctors, everybody was there, and they began to curse. I was scared. I know you've never been scared before, but I was scared. Those witch doctors, they have some power. They can jump into a cart. A human being can jump into a cart and move. Yeah, we've seen those things. So I'm like, I'm shaking. I'm a covenant man. If I'm in trouble, Jesus said, I will be with you in that fire. And I took one scripture, the only one I could remember. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, I shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said God. As I began to quote that scripture, I began to hear the sound of thunder. And when I opened my eyes, I began to see lightning, like the kind of thing that happened yesterday. Yeah. It was just that there was no rain with it. It was just localized where these people were cursing me. And they ran off. And I myself couldn't believe it. The next day, the chief of the town came to me and said, young man, what is the secret? I said, it's Jesus Christ. We have a big church in that town today. Listen to me. The covenant-keeping God has got your back. The covenant-keeping God has got your back. I'm talking to somebody in this house. That child of yours is not going to hell. Take it. From the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Covenant. The blood covenant brings oneness with Christ and gives you positional authority to rule and reign. The blood covenant does what? Brings oneness with Christ. One of the things they did in the covenant, turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 6 quickly. One of the things they did in the covenant would be, Ephesians 2, 4 to 6, back in those days, they would cut their wrist, you know, drip the thing into a glass of wine, and everybody would drink, and they say, we are now one. Don't do that. You already have a better covenant than that. Don't go around cutting, and you know, that's rubbish. That's inferior. That's God has already given you his blood. Amen. As many as believed in him, to them gave he what? Power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, Bible says, God who is rich in mercy, when we were dead in sins, has raised, quickened us and raised us up together with him and made us to sit together with him. Your head and your body don't bear different names. When Jesus died, in the mind of God, we died with him. When he rose up, we rose up with him. When he ascended, we ascended with him. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who gave his life and died for me. Another translation, I believe the distilled translation says, I consider myself as having died, but now I'm enjoying a second existence, which is simply Jesus using my body. Hallelujah. I like that one. I consider myself as having died. Now I'm enjoying a second existence, which is simply Jesus using my body. Woo! Jesus lives on your inside. When he died, we died. In the mind of God, you know, he is our covenant is in Jesus. We are beneficiaries. He represented us. So when he died in the mind of God, we died with him. When he rose up, we rose up with him. Your head and your body don't bear different names. So I'd like you to stand up, if you will. Stand up. I'd like you to sit down. I'd like you to stand up. I'd like your head to stand up and your body to sit down. Try. You're a man of faith. It's not possible. When Jesus went to the cross, we went, according to the Bible. Ephesians 2, 4, 6, said we were buried with him. We were raised with him. We ascended with him. We sat down with him. Do you know you have a new identity? If any man is in Christ, he's what? A new person. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship. Ephesians 2:10, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So right now, you are seated here, but you are also seated there. Amen? You are seated in this church, but you are also seated in heaven at the right hand of the Father. In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When somebody gets married, they become one. Amen? Amen? She can sign a new signature if she wants to. We're also one with him today. Hallelujah to Jesus. And because you are one with him, you are seated far above all principalities and all powers and all dominion and every name that is named. Isaiah 9:6, it says the government shall be upon his shoulder. And it gives all the names of our Lord. And then Romans 5:17, if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by Christ Jesus. Amen. There are some things, because you are one with Jesus, that Jesus wants you to do something about in your household. Hallelujah. Back in our country, I'm sure you have traffic people here as well. The traffic guy holds his hand, and what happens? You stop. Does it matter if, I mean, we have lady traffic women who are, you know, who serve as traffic people in our country. Some of them are so skinny. But you see a truck coming. When they do this, the truck just stops. They just do this. Can her hand stop that truck? Yeah, just do this. But there's a power behind her. every demon in your neighborhood, in your family, they know Jesus is behind you. In fact, when they look at you, they see you inside of Jesus. They are really scared of you. But because the devil is scared, he roars. Ooh. To create fear. But if you will stand with the blood of Jesus, you say, I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am in Christ, and Christ is in me. I was in Romania 1 year, and we were told to come and pray for a woman upstairs. When I got out there, I went with one of our pastors, and I tried to greet and be polite. And when I greeted, the woman and her husband were smoking a cigarette. They just put the puff in my face. I thought, oh, wow. Is this how they greet pastors in Romania? What is this? You know? So I just said, okay, let me behave myself. I stepped back a bit and just allowed them to talk in their language. When they finished, I said, can we go up now? And then I went back just to greet, to say bye-bye. I stretched my hand. The moment that woman grabbed my hand, she began to scream. Fire, fire, my back. I couldn't hear the language. But she wouldn't let my hand go. She just held it. I said, now you've put smoke in my face. I shake you. You are holding onto my hand. What in the world is going on? She had a back problem for many years. That moment, the Holy Ghost just healed her. You know why? We are one with him. He lives in us. He lives in you. One man went to buy a mattress in a shop, and the owner was an unbeliever talking very bad language. And when their eyes met, the man said, I see God in your eyes. So this brother went home and said, Lord, what was that? And God said to him, I live in you. And I was looking out through my window. The blood covenant makes you one with God. You are a God carrier wherever you go. Jesus told Philip, Philip said, show us the Father and we shall be satisfied. He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. You are God's address this morning. God is living big on your inside this morning. You can take authority over every work of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I said you can take authority over every work of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I was in Lagos, southwest Nigeria one time. And around 2 a.m., the Lord showed me a vision that the plane I was going to take back to Kaduna crashed. And I said, I have enough money to buy another ticket. Is that not smart? I prayed for a couple of hours, and after that I said, okay, Lord, I'll just buy another ticket. And the Lord said, no, I want you to fly that plane. I said, I'm not going to fly that plane. So anyway, it was a tough one, but I got on it. I got on that plane. Pleading the blood. I forgot about it. I just forgot about it. As we were about to land, I was just thinking to myself, well, you know, maybe that vision wasn't really from God. I mean, nothing has happened. I was just thinking, I mean, we're already coming down. Suddenly, I don't know if the guy was too fast to come to the runway. You know, he started doing this. And you know, the next thing is to start flipping. Everybody was praying. Those who were talking bad before started praying. Everybody was calling on their God. But the Lord said, I want you to take authority over that thing. Because your head and body, they have the same authority. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I command this thing to stop. You will not flip over in Jesus' name. And of course, we made it. But you can stay there and say, well, who am I? No, it's not who you are. It's who he is in you. I gave you this illustration. Yesterday. If somebody wants to buy this chair for $1 million, we all think it's crazy. But if they say this is the chair that Abraham Lincoln used in his study, then somebody wants to buy $2 million. We are nothing in the natural. But because of God, because of Jesus who lives in us, we'll become the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are a God carrier. Wherever you go, God is going there. Every demon, they know who you are. They know you are in Christ. The blood of Jesus separates you from all those wicked things this morning. Do you understand what I'm saying? The blood covenant brings oneness and gives us authority because we are one with Jesus now. In fact, to tell you something, when your DNA, if you are to do your DNA spiritually, you look exactly like Jesus. We have a set of twins at the orphanage in Nigeria, and they confuse me a lot. They are two girls, Endurance and Melody. I'm like, I look at them, I'm like, sometimes one of them will come to me and I'll say, that's Endurance. I say, no, Daddy. Then another one will come to me and say, I can't tell. So I had to look for a sign. One of them has a little dark spot here. I say, okay, that is Melody with a dark spot. And then but when you are in Christ, Romans 8:11, if the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit will quicken your mortal body. In the spirit realm, you look exactly like Jesus. That's how you look. So when the devil brings all the things from your past, you did this, you are not good enough, you failed so many times, you tell the devil, who are you talking about? I'm a new creation. The blood of Jesus has washed away my history. I look like Jesus on the inside. Is there an amen somewhere in the house of the Lord today? You look just like Jesus on the inside. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood covenant brings you to the table of blessings. The blood covenant brings you to the table of blessings. There's a story in 2 Samuel 9. Just write it down from verse 1 to 10, or how far you can read. Mephibosheth, who was the son of Jonathan. Jonathan had died, and David came and said, is there anyone that I can show kindness because of Jonathan? Let me read verse 1. And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And then they told him about Mephibosheth. He was lame on his feet. And David, one of the things David said to Mephibosheth in verse 7, and he said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and I will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. Brings you to the Father's table. The Bible says he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Hallelujah. You see, Mephibosheth had a domestic accident. He couldn't walk. Life might have done certain things to us. Amen. But when we come into this blood covenant relationship, we are lifted to the table of the Father. We have access. We can say, Abba, Father. Mephibosheth could come to the table. And I tell you, on that table, there are so many things there. Psalm 103, 1 to 5, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not his benefits. He forgives how many of your sins? All your sins. He healeth how many of your diseases? All your diseases. He redeemed thy life from destruction and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. This morning, there are healing mercies at the table of the Father. Yes. Psalm 145, 8 and 9, the Bible says the Lord is full of compassion. He's full of tender mercies. What do you need at this table? We didn't do anything. Jesus did it all. And God will not deny you what Jesus paid for. God will not deny you what Jesus paid for. Every time the devil says, you don't qualify, just point to Jesus. So he paid. You didn't do good yesterday. It's not about me. He paid. I told you, was it yesterday here? I went to a church in South Nigeria to preach, and I'd been in Europe and I was very tired. And I didn't want to pray for the sick. I was just like, oh, that would take a long time. Let's have a short service and go. And I was at the back of the auditorium prophesying. And the Lord said to me, go up and call out anybody the doctor cannot help. And I heard myself say, Lord, not tonight. Can you imagine yourself saying that? And as I stood there, the section where the preacher sat, and I looked, I saw the Lord himself there. And I froze like, oh, he's here. I didn't need a preacher, I got the message. He was simply telling me, I paid for it, and they have a right to take it. Hey. Healing, Jesus said, is the bread of the children. Do you see how common bread is everywhere? Bread is everywhere. Jesus said, it's your bread. We're going to see more healings in the church, outside the church, than we have ever seen before in this generation. Is there an amen somewhere? Amen. During COVID, I was doing a Zoom meeting for some pastors in Austria. I'm sitting in my living room, just teaching. Suddenly, the Lord opened my eyes, and I saw amputated hands growing out in the spirit. God said, this is what is coming. I paid for that too. Praise God. I'm not the healer. I've never healed anybody, but Jesus is the healer. There's an abdominal pain on this side of your stomach or abdomen, just around here. If that's you, just lift your hand and thank the Lord. Just something around here. Just here. Just say, Lord, I thank you. I receive my healing. Just thank him. Lift your hand wherever you are. Just thank him for it. All right? You have to take it when he's spoken. Praise God. Because it's not me. It's not me. It's him. Just thank him for it. Anyway, let me go on. So, Jesus paid. It's not about us. It's about him. And because he paid, we can receive a divine touch this morning. Hallelujah to Jesus. I feel the anointing of God upon this house today. If you at that table, there's protection for you. I said to you yesterday, you need to cover your children, cover your family in the blood of Jesus. Exodus 12:13 says, the blood shall be for you a token. No demon can cross the bloodline because it's the blood of God. No demon can cross that bloodline. When you apply the blood in faith, they respect that bloodline. Like I told you, I've had people that they shot at and the bullets fell down. We've seen all fire jumping over a building, over a shop, because somebody pleaded the blood of Jesus. That blood is alive. That blood is alive. Now, when Jesus rose from the dead, he carried his blood for you into the highest court of the universe. All right? Because when you make a sacrifice, you take the blood to an altar and a spirit will help you. But there was no altar that could take the blood of Jesus on the earth. No altar in the atmospheric heaven. No altar in the stellar heavens. No altar anywhere but in the presence of God. What am I saying to us this morning? There's blood in heaven calling your name, saying, don't touch that one. They've been redeemed. They've been paid for. Every demon in the realm of the spirit, they know that. Hebrews 12:24, the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. I want to declare over you today, over your family today, that there's blood in heaven speaking over you. Some of you are in business and things are locked down. And listen to me, demons can lock up your business. But as you begin to plead the blood of Jesus, they will take their hands off that business. I'm here to declare to you, we have a blood covenant in Christ, and Jesus will give his life if needed, and he already did for us. And because of that, God will bring you out of that trouble in the name of Jesus. I said, God will bring you out of that trouble in the name of Jesus. He will lift you up from the miry clay in the name of Jesus. I'd like us to stand this morning. I want to take some time to pray for people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have a lot on this message. I'll deliver the second part, maybe tonight somewhere. But let's lift our hands and begin to just thank the Lord. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Marista gizadiyanda zazabarita barabadeze bakatababa. Just lift your hand. There is a blood covenant between God and Jesus in your behalf. It's not about what you've done right or what you've done wrong. When we were yet sinners, Jesus died. Jesus gave his blood for us. And that blood is available for you today. Whatever you need, Jesus will step in there and provide for you. Oh, just lift your hand this morning and praise him, praise him. Woo, glory to God. You are here and you want to say, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus this morning. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I want to receive the Holy Spirit baptism with the evidence of praying in tongues. Oh, I had it before, but it's not flowing the way I want it to flow. I want to pray with you this morning. Yeah. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Yeah. I want to rededicate my life. I want the Holy Spirit baptism. Just wave your hand. Just wave a finger. Just wave a finger. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you everywhere. Thank you, thank you. I want you to make your way forward at this time. Just come. Come from everywhere. Come from everywhere. Come from everywhere. Come from everywhere. Just stand and face the altar. Mariba Baba. Ma Christa, yeah? Please come wherever you are. Come, come, come. Come, 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 come. Come, Shibra sa 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 sa. I want to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. This is your call. This is your call. This is your call. We're here for you. This is a family. You want to come. You want to come. You want to come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Thank you, Lord. He, da, da, da. I feel the healing power of God again. It's working already in people here. Father, we give you praise. Now, those of you in front, yes, those of you in front, I want you to open your eyes and listen. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible says they were filled with the Spirit and they began to speak a new language as the Spirit gave them what to say. I was raised Baptist. And I didn't know anything about Holy Spirit. If I was scared of you people. Because they told us you drank blood. So we stay away from you. But one day at home I was just praying for more of God. And Holy Spirit came as I was speaking a new language. It's been the biggest blessing of my life. Apart from my salvation. Now you cannot speak two languages at the same time. So you stop the English or whatever you're praying and God will give you new sounds from your heart. Like little babies, you know, they are making noises we don't understand, but the Father can hear you. It's a language of the heart to the heart of the Father. But first of all, we're all going to say the sinner's prayer together to be sure we're on the same page. So if everybody will pray this prayer with me, after that prayer, I will tell you to lift your hand, take a deep breath, and God will give you a new sound. Many received yesterday. In fact, all the people that came up yesterday. So let's pray again. Say, Heavenly Father, everybody pray in church. Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. According to your word, I am born again. I have come now to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit with evidence of praying in tongues. I receive him now. And I pray with tongues now. In Jesus' name. Now taking a deep breath, open your mouth. Let's all begin to pray in that new language. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Shara kabarabika samariba ramababa bababa satariba ramababa baba shakaria talalaboza taria ramanda zazabreketaya. Put your voice in it. Rabababa baba baba shandari ramani kristolo rode de ribra. That's it. Let it flow. Ribababa baba baba jeriambara baba baba santaria kata tata tata. Put your voice in it. Put your voice in it. Rabo do 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 bo shanda. Rabo do 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 do. That's it. Leria ta da 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 bo
kosa.
That's it. Let it flow. 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 That's it. Let it flow. Put your voice in it. Let it flow. Put your voice in it. Libro zozozoli. Libro bobo zozoli. Libro bobo zozoli. Libro zozozoli. Taribo ribo ro do 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 do. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. That's it, brother. Let it flow. Zezeri te te te. Zezeri te te. That's it. Let it flow. Riba baba bashanda. Remando se Cristolia. Maripa parista hi Christa vijeje. In the ritozo. Marido dobozazeti. Yite livori baba 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 baba. Let's give Jesus praise. Everybody, God, let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Glory to God. My sister here, the Spirit of the Lord will say, just remain standing where you are real quick. The Spirit of the Lord will say to you, there's been a lot of pounding. The enemy has hit you hard. And sometimes you begin to feel like your self-esteem is taking a lot of heat, you know. But the Lord is saying that he loves you just the way you are. You are inferior to nobody. And I have a blueprint for your life. And you are beginning to get into my will for your life right now. I see the comfort of the Holy Spirit around you. I see the Lord just putting his arms around you and saying that he loves you. And he's saying to you, you know, it's like you hit your head against the wall. And, oh God, how did I get myself into all this? But the Lord said, I'm bringing you out of it. And you'll come out smelling like roses in Jesus' name. Somebody give God praise and glory in the house of God. Let's stretch our hands quickly towards this couple. Thank you, Jesus. Marista. I see a line in front of you that you have not been able to cross for some time. It's a black line. It's a limitation. You try, you go back. You try, you go back. In the name of Jesus, that thing is broken over your life. And the Lord says, favor is coming right now. Favor is coming right now. I hear the Lord say, you didn't miss it. You didn't miss it. Okay, sister, you didn't miss it. You didn't miss it. You didn't miss it. It's only for a season. This whole thing will change. This whole thing will change. Let the hand of the Lord be upon your heart to do what he has planned to do. Whoever is your pastor should take note that God's hand is upon this man. And as you disciple him, I see him knocking down a lot of things for the kingdom of God. But somebody has to put him under his arms and raise him. He said, you've been through so many things. You went through, can see a trail of dirt and just a very dirty place. But God said, I should tell you, as you stay in church, I see them take a water hose and put it over your head, and it's washing off everything. You are having a Holy Ghost bath. And God says, I will do a new thing in your life, and I will perfect everything that concerns you, said the Spirit of the Lord. My sister here, just hold my hand. The Lord says, are you alone here today? Are you with family?
No,
where are you guys? Is your husband here?
Just in the back. Yeah.
Get the man. All right, hallelujah. Just lift your hand, church. Let's begin to bless the Lord. Now, if where we were, Christo Livaharanasaya, earlier today, where we were, I was giving out some words, I mentioned something that had to do with you physically, your body. I'd like you at this time to come forward. The rest of us can take our seats. Physically, a healing, or you need a healing. Or I mentioned something about you. Please come at this time. Come at this time. Come at this time. Maraba Sasadia. Jehovah Rabba Sasai. Kalibro Zozozoya. Yeah. You guys can take your seats. Except you need a healing, then you can stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. All right. No. Okay. If you are for healing, just take. You can give him a seat. If you can pull a chair for him, I'll lay hands on him right there. Yeah, let him. You can sit down, sir. Yeah. If you're for healing, just move forward a bit so I can identify you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we stretch our hands towards these precious people? Stretch our hands towards them. Healing is a gift from God. Okay? If somebody gives you something, what do you say? It's already given. When Jesus went to the cross, it's already given. No matter how hard it looks in the natural, the Bible says Jesus' body was disfigured. It didn't resemble a human being. That was my sickness. That was your sickness on the cross of Calvary. He's here. He's here. He is the healer. He's here. He's here. It won't just be the hand of a man, it will be the hand of Jesus. Okay, all right. It will just be the hand of a man, it will be the hand of Jesus. So I want you to see that sickness nailed to the cross of Christ. It never made the resurrection. When Jesus rose up from the dead, there was no disease. So in the name of Jesus, I want you to just lift your hand for 1 minute of praise. And just let's just thank him for what he did. And then after that, I'm going to say a simple prayer. And we'll just touch you. And after that, just look for your healing, not your disease. The woman with the issue of blood said, after I make contact with Jesus, I shall be healed. It wasn't in the future. She said, I expect something divine to happen. In fact, I'm already seeing God touching people even before we pray. Things are already happening even before we pray. In the name of Jesus, by the faith of Almighty God, I come against every infirmity and every disease, and I command you to come out. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Every abdominal pain, everything with the head, everything with the shoulder, everything with the knees, everything with the hip, every disease, every infirmity, come out in Jesus' name. Lose your grip over them right now. Because by his wounds we were healed. By his wounds we were healed. Just begin to thank him for your miracle. Thank him for your miracle. Lose your grip in Jesus' name. Lose your grip in Jesus' name. Top to toe, top to toe. The fire of God is touching you in Jesus' name. The fire of God is touching you in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Sha. Debo. In the name of Jesus, let the fire flow now. Jesus, thank you for what you're doing. Jesus. Glory to God. Holy Ghost, thank you. Jesus, we give you glory. Jesus, we give you glory. In the name of Jesus. 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 Take it now. Say, I receive in Jesus' name. Jesus, you are the healer. Let your power flow right now. Sha-ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. We give you glory. Now in faith. Father, we thank you for your healing virtue right now. This pelvis, adjust yourself. In Jesus' name, fall in line. Every pain, go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, from the back to the hip. Thank you for a divine touch. Every discomfort disappear. Jesus, we give you the glory for what you are doing now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Did I miss anyone? Okay. Are you standing for healing as well? Spirit of infirmity, come out of him in Jesus' name. Let the fire of God flow from top to toe in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we receive a miracle for him right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The fire of God is working in your abdomen. The power of God is working there. Father, we lift our hands. In the name of Jesus. Zibara, lose your grip now. Let him go free now. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Daba, daba, daba. Makariba, baba, baba. I'd like us to lift our hands everywhere. All of us in front especially. Let's just lift our hands and give God praise. Just wave that hand and give him praise. As a sign of your faith, do something, no matter how small, in faith. Look for your healing, not your disease. Just move something in faith. Move that shoulder, move that knee, move that back in faith. Do something in faith. And say, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in my body. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Just do something in faith and say, Lord, I thank you. Wave that hand to him. Wave that hand to him. Wave that hand to him. As we exercise our faith, things are happening. 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 In the name of Jesus. Librasa Christoria. Remandosa Christoria. Bakidaya. Lisambranosa. Rembozo Krivaila. Zanderia Maratazande. Ribos. The power of God flow upon you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hand and thank him. Lift your hand and thank him. Give him praise. Give him praise. In this moment of praise and prayer and thanksgiving, you discover something is changing in your body. Your pain is gone. Your pain is less. There's just a change of some kind in your body. Can you just wave your hand and give Jesus glory? I feel a change. I feel something easing off. Just wave that hand. Wave that hand. Can you see that? Can you see that? Wave that hand. Wave that hand. Give God glory. I feel something easing off me. I feel something leaving me. Wave your hand and give him glory. 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 Something is easing off. Give him praise. Pain in the shoulder. Just using this one now. Just lift it up. There's been a touch of God here. Can we give God praise? Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him praise. Something is happening. There's a change. Something is easing off you. Just wave that hand and praise him in the house. Give him praise. Give him praise. The glory of God is here. Something is different. Something is changing you. How are you doing? Just lift those hands and praise him. A touch here. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Well, another touch here. Give God glory. Give him praise. Hey! Let's return the glory to God. Just lift your hand and praise him for what he's doing. Give him praise. Give him praise for what he's doing. And let me say something to you. Healing is spiritual. After we minister, it goes into your spirit. as you praise God, is being released more and more into your body. All right? So we've prayed. Something has happened inside you. God has deposited something. And as you praise Him more, He doesn't die. He stays there. Hallelujah. They threw a dead man into on the bones of a prophet. And the anointing was still there to quicken. And now you have the Holy Spirit inside you. And that the Christovahasearistahasegiria. Let's just take our seats for a bit. Let me prophesy on a few people. There's a family I called up. Yeah, let me just pray for you. Hallelujah. Yema, 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 sapravadaya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord will say to you, says a family of priests. I have poured oil on them, and I will keep them. My eyes are upon the righteous, and my ears are open to their cry. But I see a situation of like a rope in your hand, and somebody is pulling and struggling with you. I believe over maybe kids and family, but the enemy is fighting. Hey! In the name of Jesus, yes. I break that yoke of hell right now. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. It has to do with the mind of this person. Mm-hmm. It has to do with the mind. And so in the name of Jesus, by the faith of God, I cut that junk off in Jesus' name. And I saw the person made a 180 degree turn. God says they will turn and face the right direction in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes. Hallelujah. Wow. Okay. God has done it. God has cut something off. There's a gentleman at the back I need to get to there. If you don't mind, you can sit, you can stand, whatever you're comfortable. Can I pray for you, sir? All right. Are you together?
Yes.
Okay. Can we stretch our hands towards this gentleman here? Libra sasa sa rika te 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 te. A similar picture. They are struggling with you over a family member. The devil is fighting to pull that one out of your hand. But the Lord is saying that many are the troubles of the righteous, but He delivers him out of them all. Yes. You guys got kids? All right. You will soon hear a different news and it will be good.
Hallelujah.
You will hear a different news and it will be good.
Yes.
I will change the report. The report of the enemy has been negative, but you will hear a different news and it will be good. There's been a fight to push this one person down and down, but God is uprooting that stronghold of the enemy in their life. Baraka sasa sayara. Whatever you are doing, I saw like a limitation. Your hands are tied, but this morning by the Spirit of God, we unloose that hand.
Yes.
Where it has been slow and sluggish, the Lord said it will grant you speed.
Yes.
It will grant you speed. It will grant you speed. I could also see our sister that has gone through certain emotional things. God says, I'm doing a work of restoration. I'm restoring. I'm restoring. I'm restoring. I'm restoring. I'm restoring. And there are old wounds also on you, sir. And the Lord says to you, I see honey being dropped. I said, I'm going to, the things that happened in the past, I'm going to give you my honey in your mouth. And you will forget the pain of loss and the pain of yesterday. Because I, the Lord, would do a new thing and give you a new beginning, said the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord bless you. Just lift your hand with me and bless the Lord. Just lift your hand with me and bless the Lord. Shara ba 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 ba. Let me pray for you here. Pray for you. You can sit down in the name of Jesus. Let the power that raised up Jesus from the dead flow through you right now. Every assignment of hell against your life, I turn around in the name of Jesus. Moria tata. The Lord says to tell you that you are not done. You are not finished yet. And there's nothing hell can do about that.
That's right.
Tell her to keep serving the Lord the way she knows how to. And I will compensate you, said the Spirit of the Lord. Our brother here, something I saw like, it's like a big tree that just fell. and block the road. And it's like a limitation of some kind. But God says, I'm moving that thing out of your way. There are things you wanted to do, you've not been able to do. But suddenly there will be momentum and there will be grace,
yeah.
Said the Spirit of the Lord. Just lift your hand with me and bless the Lord. Lift your hand with me and bless the Lord. Let me come over here. Are you guys together? Can we stretch our hands, church, towards them? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Rita Zazazarita Zazazarita Zabradibu Zazekataya. Father, we give you praise. Marisa Zazekiribu Zazekibariana. My brother here, you are going to take a big step of faith. And when you took it, it just propelled you forward. Things have been stationary, like standing in one place for some time. And it's like, God, what about us? Everybody else has a story to tell. Everybody else has a testimony. Everybody has a thanksgiving. What about us? God said, your time is now. Your season is now. Your time is now. Your season is now. I also see words that were spoken years ago. Sometimes they still pop up in your mind about yourself. And it's like, maybe I'm not able to really do this. Maybe I'm not really good enough. Maybe I'm not really that. Maybe I'm not. God said those are words from the devil. Instead, in the spirit, I saw you as a big man in the spirit who is able to take down the works of the enemy. So tell him that he is loved eternally without question, unconditionally without question. That's the dedicated robo bobo bosia, bariba robo bobo bobo sataya, and the liambo rodo do do liambo. Do you have children? You don't have. But you desire, don't you? What if it's today? Okay, because what I saw in the spirit, I saw you doing this like a woman who is trying to gather children to herself. Okay? So I'm going to pray for you in that area.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, you showed me that this woman was gathering children in her arms. And I don't know her before. So I know you want to give them a miracle.
Something in their body, change it. If you need to give them anything new,
yeah.
Give it to them.
Yes.
Because you are a God who called the things that be not as though they were.
Yes.
By the faith of God, I call you a mother of children, and I call you. Yes. Yay!
I've seen that many times when God will show me people like that. They are gathering children, and they get the children eventually. Is there another person who wants a child? Raise your hand. Don't be shy. Glory to God. Can I pray for you, ma'am? Is that okay? Can I pray for you? Okay. Don't worry. I won't scream. All right. Stretch your hands towards our sister and let's just bless her. Thank you, Lord. I saw the Father's arm around you. So, Father, Papa God, I see his arm around you. See, I should tell you, you are loved by the Father, irrespective of what has happened before. Say, you are loved by the Father. I see the picture of Mephibosheth. You know, Mephibosheth was dropped suddenly. And God is saying that it's like life dropped you suddenly. But he loves you with an everlasting love.
Yes.
Shh. The compassion of the Lord is towards you, sister.
Thank you.
The compassion of the Lord is towards you, sister. Say, don't give up on life. Don't give up on hope. I'm not finished with you. What I wrote concerning you is still written. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Let every work of the enemy be broken right now. Everything that is blocking the light of God in your mind, let it go in Jesus' name. Lord is giving you a hug in the spirit.
The Father is giving you a hug in the spirit. Thank you for healing and restoration. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Father says you are loved. Something is happening in the spirit. I can feel it. Can somebody lift their hand and just bless the Lord? Can somebody just lift their hand and bless the Lord? Oh, Mara Baba Baba. Are you here? Let's stretch our hands towards him and just pray for him.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Miratata. In the spirit, what I saw just now, a foot mat just suddenly appeared before you. And the Lord says that he's about to give you a new step. You're about to step on something new. You've been sitting in this place for some time, but I saw a foot mat in front of you, and you are stepping on something new. There's a new beginning coming. A new beginning coming. Tell him that when I close a door, or when a door closes, it's because I'm starting something better. I believe that the Lord is going to bring you into a new season of your life as an individual, as a family. Something better is on the way. Can somebody lift their hand and bless the Lord? Can I pray for that woman right there? Yourself? Do you want to stand up? Praise God. Are you here by yourself? Can we stretch our hands towards her? Again, when I looked at you in the spirit, I saw a shawl. You know this thing women put, a shawl? It stands for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord says he's comforting you for the many things that have happened. The many things that have happened, the losses, the disappointment, I see you standing alone, like, you know, in a corner somewhere there. But God said, I have not forgotten you. I have not forgotten you. You are loved by the Father. He said, I should tell you that irrespective of what was lost or the in your life, and you felt I couldn't take that back. But the Lord says that I give you a future and an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11. And there's a heartache, but the Lord is bringing comfort to you in this season. Tell her to fear not the future. You are not alone for your future, because I will go with you and I will walk with you. And then I see you in a wood, but I also see sunshine, and there's a pathway, a concrete pathway in front of you in that wood. So I believe that there's a blueprint for your life, and no matter what has happened to you, what you have lost, God is still faithful, is what the Lord wants me to tell you this morning. Somebody lift your hand and just worship the Lord with us for a bit. Can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? Are you alone? Okay, why don't you stand up? Let's stretch our hands high towards our sister here quickly. I'll just pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Rababa Sataya. In the Spirit of God, I saw a bucket of water just poured on you. It stands for refreshing. I saw a lot of stress, trying to get many things done. And if I even saw you just wiping your brow. And God says it's been an uphill task, but I see water being poured on you. Tell her there is a refreshing and a rest that is coming. I also see a lot of emotional scars on your back. Things that have happened to you where you've not been properly treated, where you just feel abused and things like that. But the Lord is saying that his love for you has never depended on your performance. And I saw you putting your hand in your mouth like, oh God, I wish this did not happen. Tell her that every blessing I've given you, none is a mistake. He said, I should repeat that again. Every blessing I've given you, none is a mistake. And the Lord is comforting you at this time and saying to you, he sees your hard work. He will perfect all that concerns you. Father, I speak your peace and your shalom over her today. Thank you for the new road that she will walk. Thank you for the comfort of the Holy Spirit that she will experience. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you make everything new. You make everything new. Lord, we speak faith over her and favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can I just pray for you, if you will? warrior. Are you together? Let's stretch our hands towards them. Wow. Isaiah 12, I think it's 3. He said, with joy you draw water out of the well of salvation. And the Lord is saying, I saw you by a well. And the Lord is saying that you've been, you know, putting down a bucket to draw water. Or tell him the joy of the Lord will change the story. Say, the joy of the Lord will change the story. There's nothing the enemy has thrown at you that Calvary has not taken care of. As you begin to say, thank you, Jesus, I am free. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done in my life. The Lord wants me to tell you that joy and rejoicing will come, and every darkness will go away. Let every stronghold be broken. Let every stronghold be broken. Loose your grip.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Loose your grip. In the name of Jesus. My sister, the Lord says, is drying your tears. Sometimes you feel like between the rock and the hard place. What else can I do? But the Lord says, I should say to you, His grace is sufficient. I see light shining upon your head. And the Lord says, your praise will drive the darkness away. Your praise will bring a new beginning. I see supernatural strength coming upon you. I see supernatural grace coming upon you. I also see a wound there, very close to your skin. It's a pain for you, but the grace of God will change the story. See, I should tell you, the grace of God will change your story. The grace of God will change your story. The grace of God will change your story. Tell her to cry no more, but begin to praise God. Even when there's pain in the praise, you praise Him. Even when there's pain in the praise, you praise Him. Something supernatural is happening now. You may not feel it, but I can feel it. I feel God bringing you out of whatever it is and setting you on top of it. There's going to be a switch. Did you hear me, sir? There's going to be a switch in the spirit. There's a switch in the spirit. Okay, take it in Jesus' name. All right. I need to pray for our sister here quickly. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. Imarasa sasaya. Barikata samahi Christo vorodozeze Christe yanda. Librozo zozozo Christa ikayala. This is an office setting. And you have a big ruler, very long ruler in front of you on a desk. And you are measuring out things. And I see people coming to you to ask questions. The Lord says, I will bring you to the top. I will bring you to the top. Okay? Then I also see you by what looks like a river or the shoreline. And God says, I have prepared a path for you in the sea. I've prepared a path for you in the sea. It's going to be a supernatural path. A supernatural pathway, and I will settle you down. Do you understand? So in the office, I see you going to the top. There's a pathway in the sea. He said, I've prepared it because I saw you. He said, I will settle you down. Tell her to hold her peace. Things will fall into place in that area. Do you understand it? Good. Let me pray for this. Are you together? Can you stretch your hands towards them, church? Thank you, Lord Jesus. I hear a new beginning. My sister here, I see a bit of fear, like I really don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know this road and all that. But I see the Lord telling you that He's gone ahead of you. He's gone ahead of you because you're doing like this on the road, like, oh, I'm not really sure. I mean, be careful. But God said, I've gone ahead of you and I will give you grace. He said, the secret is to stay in the house of God. If you stay in the house of God, there will be no regret. He said, don't judge what I'm doing today by what happened yesterday to you. I'm sure you understand it without detail. And he's saying to you, I'm doing a new thing, but you have to stay in the house of God. Stay in the house of God. Stay in the house of God. He said, outside, you will make it. But in the house of God, I see spiritual parents that have been sent to you to help you. But you stay in the house of God. All right. Well, our time is gone. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. This woman in red, are you alone? Or can we pray for them, please, church? Let's stretch our hands. Just bless them. Thank you, Jesus. Moria kata sasasa. I hear the word, they have served. That's what I hear. They have served. And I see you with a towel in your hand. You're cleaning everything, doing everything, dusting, blah, blah, blah. Whatever they say they wanted to do, you are just doing it. You're just doing it. Tell them the reward is coming in your own family. You serve in the house, but I'll reward you. You got kids?
We have eight.
He said, I will reward you with your children. I will reward you with your children. There's a struggle over some of these people. And it seems like no matter what you say, it's just like water off a duck's back. But I can see the duck getting wet. It's going to be supernatural. Their feathers are not supposed to soak water, but the water of the Spirit will soak them from the inside. I will do what you could not do on the outside. I will do it from the inside. And I see them just lining up and following you to the foot of the cross. And the Lord says, that yoke is broken. And I hear the word history will not repeat itself. I don't know what that means for you. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. This gentleman, are you alone? Okay, I stretch my hands towards you. I see God opening your eyes to begin to see things you've never seen before. I see God opening your eyes to begin to see things you've never seen before. Praying parents and people that have lifted you before God. And there was a moment that your walk was not okay, but God just brought you back and you just made a turn for good. I see a big, rifle in your hand. The Lord says you take down many games for the kingdom of God. Tell him there's oil on your head. You've been dedicated to God. You've been dedicated to God. I see a few people walk away from you, but God said you don't need them because I have plans for you and the plans are beautiful. Tell him everything for the future is on the way as you walk with the Lord. Tell him I'm going to use him for my glory. You are in training for the greater things that God wants to do in your life. So stay the course and great shall be the reward of it, said the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, time is... let me pray for that couple over there. I think I prayed for you already, didn't I? I thought I did. All right, please stand up real quick. Let's stretch our hands towards them. Glory to God. Libra sasasarita radadada. A lot of prayers have been going over you. Some people have been lifting you before the Lord. They've been crying over you, lifting you before the Lord. Shipravarita sasasayitaya. My sister here, I see a big scar, something from the past that was quite painful. And it limited you, kind of closed you up for some time. But God is opening you up again so that the light of God can shine in your life. Tell her to release, forgive, bless those who have wronged you. Because I'm doing a new thing in your life. Tell her a new season has come. I had 3 knocks on the door. 1, 2, 3. They stand for opportunities and new beginning. As you keep your feet in the house of God, I, the Lord, will perfect all that concerns you. I see God doing that. I also hear the word reconciliation. There may be some relationships of some people. God says, I'm going to cause reconciliation to come. Maybe they are family people or something where it's been hard, and you know what I mean? They've not been, you know what I'm saying? Huh. But God says, I'm gonna cause the heart of the father, the mother, I'm gonna cause their hearts and their children to come together. I think I said enough there. Hallelujah to Jesus. Lord, we bless our brother. I saw you writing something new on a blackboard. He said, I'm giving you a new chapter in your life to walk with Jesus, and God will promote you in the work of your hand. Tell him, I'm calling him into the deeper things of God in this season. And as you walk into the deeper things of God, the things you waited for will overtake you, said the Spirit of the Lord. Let's stand everywhere. Father, in Jesus' name, let's stand together, everybody. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless everyone under the sound of my voice today. Thank you for what you're doing. Maraga Zazadia, Aristo Bragenono, Siprava Dianda. Thank you for what you're doing in the life of your people. Ibro Zazazayindedia. The Lord will say to you, sir, every scar disappears. Every scar disappears. I have anointed your feast to fight for the Lord, to bring many people into the kingdom of God. Tell him to be bold and courageous, because I, the Lord, will use you. Yes, I will use you to deliver many people. And so, Father, we pray for everyone under the sound of our voice. And Lord, I speak your blessing. I speak your blessing. I speak your mercy. I speak your blessing. I speak your mercy in the name of Jesus. Can we stretch our hands towards Julie, please? Let's just pray for her. Thank you, Lord. She brought her. I saw a big shawl. It's unusual in size. It goes from the back, from the shoulder. It just goes all the way down. And the Lord said, this is a garment. Is a defense against all the arrows of the enemy.
Yes.
Things have happened not because you did anything wrong, but because you are standing in front.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are standing in front.
Yes.
Words have been spoken that shouldn't have been spoken. Mm-hmm. Some have even come back and said, we really didn't mean that, and things like that. He said, but I have protected you.
Thank you, God.
And the Lord is saying to you, he said, your tongue, it's like the pen of a ready writer. So there is a pulpit ministry there. A ministry that speaks the word of God and teaches people and brings comfort and brings edification to the body of Christ. I can see new opportunities coming for you in your ministry, not only in the four walls of this church, but I see you speaking to women, I see you speaking in other places as well. There is a prayer point you've had for some time. And I could see that the right knee has, you know, you've been really interceding for this one.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord says recovery is on the way.
Thank you. Yes.
Recovery is
yes.
on the way.
Yes.
Recovery
yes.
is on the way.
Yes.
A new season is coming.
Yes.
Total recovery is on the way. Libraza
yes.
I also see a financial situation, and I see, I don't know what you call it, but a place where they keep money. It's the best I can say it. And it's full.
Mm.
And the Lord says, I will give you the full supply.
Thank you, Lord.
For your family and for the ministry, for your children.
You,
I will give you a full supply. There shall be no lack.
Thank you.
Tell them the word compensation is for
Thank
them
you.
In this season.
Thank
I will compensate you for what was forcefully taken. I will compensate you for things that were said that shouldn't have been said. I will compensate you for those that walked away, because I will, for each one I will bring more, and I will bring you true sons and daughters
yes.
who will hold up your hands.
You.
He said, those that I have called to be with you, they are with you. Therefore, don't worry. Don't think about it. He said, this house will yet increase. My grace will be stronger upon you.
Thank you, God.
said the Spirit of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Father, we give you praise. Yes. We give you adoration. Let's just lift our hands and thank God.
Libra
sasa sariba rakanisa seita
ikaya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I also saw an event. Maybe it was a personal nature. Something fell on the big toe. Personal pain, something like that. But God says to you, I'm the balm of Gilead. Mm-hmm. I comfort you, said the Spirit of God. Comfort you, said the Spirit of God. Nothing can be permanently lost for the believer because there's compensation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Lord, we just speak your peace over them and over this house in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I see the refreshing rain falling upon you
all over.
The rain of my spirit is coming in this church.
Yes.
The rain of my spirit is coming in this church. There's someone that will come to this church. I saw the person lifting your right hand up. It stands for real strong help. I believe it's financially and otherwise, but it's maybe more financially. I'm sending them. And it will make a big difference. Father, if they are not hearing wherever they are, let them hear and come.
Yes, thank you, God.
Because this is where they are supposed to be.
Thank you, God.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Lift your hand and bless the Lord. Lift your hand and bless the Lord. Oh, rabba, rabba, rabba. Is this a family? Is this a family? Okay. Can we stretch our hands and just bless this family? Let's just bless them. Thank you, Lord. Shanda, rababa, shanda, baba. You can put your arms around them. Just touch them. You guys can just pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Eep, rabba, rabba. Well, in the spirit, this is the picture. I saw a book in front of me, and it's as if one page closed in that book, but another one opens in that book. It seems to me like something came to an abrupt end, but God is going to do a new beginning. It's like something came to an abrupt end, but God is going to do a new beginning. And the Lord is saying over you, over your family, he said his banner over you is love. The struggle that is there with some of the loved ones, the Lord is saying to you, I see the ropes that are holding people being cut loose. He said each one will follow the way of the cross. I see the ropes being cut loose. And I see a new opportunity coming because something ended and something started. Lord, we speak compensation upon this family. We speak your favor upon this family. My sister here, the Lord says, you've cried about so many things. But he said, I see you. 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 But the Lord is saying to you, slowly, surely, and suddenly, you're going to see that change that you've prayed for. You're going to see that change that you've prayed for. I saw you, it looks like maybe you're one of your children or something like that. You're actually holding to the cloth of the person from the back. Just like in prayer, holding them. God said, I've seen you. They cannot get out of my hand because my hand is longer than your hand. But I saw that picture. Father, bless this family. Yes. Compensate them where they need it. The new chapter you are opening, help them to see it. In Jesus' name. Father, we give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus'
name. Praise the Lord. Wow. Anything else that Life Church needs to wrap up, or do I just close? There was something that the Lord was showing me, and I think it's strategic for the church because it was several people that we were praying for, and I was seeing it, but it's not. It's like the Lord's not telling me all of it because he wants involvement, I think. I saw the letter T, and I saw a statue. I'm not sure what that actually means. Does that mean anything to anyone right now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I even saw a steer as well that was involved in that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It may be in relation to to one of the people he was talking to about coming to bless this church. So maybe those things are coming in the future. But Father, we just release a blessing on Life Church right now. We bless Paul and their family as they're traveling and doing all the things. Just let the blood of Jesus be over them and guide them. Let them have prophetic encounters along the road. And we just thank you for just hearing those testimonies. Even amongst these, Lord, that have you have blessed so much, we just pray for more and more testimonies. Lord, every week we'll hear a new testimony of what you've done this weekend. And we just thank you for this church. Lord, we bless it and bless all those that are in it. May God be with you as you go. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, tonight, Cowboy Church, Brazos Valley Cowboy Church on Highway 21 near Coulter, 6:30, Tunde will have his last meeting here in the Brazos Valley. God bless. Testing 1, 2, 3. There's a bowl back here if you want to bless Tunde. If you need to write a check, just write it to MMI and we'll get you a receipt. There's also the books in the back that you can purchase. God bless you guys.